弟兄姊妹，我们早上接着主的话有一点点交通。
Brothers and sisters, we'd like to have some fellowship in God's word.
好吧，我们开始的时候先读两段的经文。
Shall we first read two passages of scripture?
第一段的经文是在马太福音第五章。
The first passage in the gospel according to Matthew chapter 5.
我们从第十三节读到第十六节。
We will read from verse 13 through 16.
马太福音第五章十三节到第十六节，弟兄姊妹，如果我们找着了，我们一起来。
Matthew 5:13 through 16, and shall we read together?
你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏。你们是世上的光，城照在山上是不能隐藏的。人点灯不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前，叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们在天上的父。我们第二段的经文是在罗马书。
Our second passage will be in the book of Romans.
罗马书第六章。
Romans chapter 6.
第六章第四节。
Verse 4.
我们还是请弟兄姊妹，我们一起来。
Shall we read together?
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父从死里复活一样。弟兄姊妹，今天要借着主的话语和大家一同交通一个题目，叫做基督徒的行事为人。
Brothers and sisters, this morning I'd like to share with you the topic called the Christian walk.
我想大家都很注重人的行为的表现。
I think everybody pays attention to how we carry ourselves.
甚至于世上的人都很注重。
Especially people of this world.
不过世上的人用的方法是用教育的方式。
However, their method is through education.
要把人的外面这样子的行为有点的改变。
They want to change or transform your behavior.
或者用宗教的方法，要有修行，把人这个变得好像比较有一点修养。
Or through religion, we try to be very pious.
可是我们从主的话语里面看见，基督徒是应当有好行为。
However, as a Christian, how are we to have good behavior?
可是这个行为的里面的这个本质跟它的那一个源头是不一样。
The very nature of good behavior in a Christian, the source is entirely different.
基督徒当有好行为的表现，使得我们在天上的父能够得着荣耀。
The reason why a Christian can have good behavior is so that we can give glory to God.
可是我们在刚才读到马太福音第五章里面讲到。
However, when we were just reading in Matthew chapter 5, it says,
主耶稣说我们先是盐，我们先是光。
That first off, we are salt and light.
然后之后讲到说我们要像这光要照在人前。
And then it says that the light will shine in front of men.
所以我们先看见我们先是。
So first we see that we are.
这个是讲到我们里面本质的不一样。
And that means that the very nature you have within is different.
这盐是让人吃东西觉得有味道，不知道大家喜不喜欢吃淡然无味的东西。
That when you are salt, it makes things tasteful or tasty. I don't know if you've ever had anything that was very bland.
盐呢，同时还有那一个防腐的一个功用。
Salt also has a preserving nature.
我们看见这个我们周遭的环境，讲到这个世界，实在是落在一个败坏。腐朽的一个光景的当中。
We see that the environment we are in is a very corrupt situation.
可是主给我们的生命是盐，这个盐里面有一个防腐的功用。
However, the life that God has given us is one of salt, and it is it preserves things.
那同时呢，主给我们的生命呢，里面是光。
And also the life that He gives us is light.
能够照明我们里面的黑暗。
It shines all the darkness within.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你觉不觉得在你得救之前，你是活在黑暗之中
？I don't know, brothers and sisters. Before you were saved, did you feel that you were living in darkness?
很多时候的确是这么觉得。我们以前在没得救之前，我们里面有很多事情是不愿意见人也见不得人。
Previously, before you were saved, perhaps you have noticed that there were some things within you that you did not want to reveal to yourself or to others.
可是主把一个光的生命摆在我们的里面。
But God has given you a life that is light.
因着有这个生命，我们开始有一个外面行为的表现。
Because of this life, then you have a certain behavior or manifestation.
在罗马书 所以我们基督徒里面看见在罗马书第六章里面讲到
And so we can see in Romans chapter 6
这边讲到说我们生活乃是按照这个生命里面的新样
That we live according to this newness of life
这边讲到这个中文 翻译叫做中文是讲到说是一举一动有新生的样式
And in Chinese it says that every single move you have a newness
这个新生的样式在英文里面翻译的好像比较贴切一点
It seems to be more concrete in the English.
在英文里面讲的说是活在那个生命的新样的里面。
It says that we live in this new form or newness of life.
所以我们得着一个新的生命，在这个生命的里面呢，这里面有一个新的性情。
And so when in this life there is a new character.
我们感谢主，当我们得救信主的时候呢，我们说我们从今以后有一个新的开始，我们重新做人。
And so as we say that as When you believe in the Lord, you begin a new life as a new person.
可是这一个新的开始呢，不仅仅是在时间里面。
But this new beginning is not just within time.
而在这个时间里面的开始呢，是因为我们里面先得着的一个新的性情。
And this new beginning is only because you have received a new nature.
那这边讲到一举一动。
And here when it says that we walk.
在英文的翻译里面就讲到说我们的行走。
In English it says it is our walk, our action.
对我们的行走，我们的表现。
How we behave, our walk.
那中文这个点翻译得很好，一举一动啊，好像包括我们生活里面各方各面。
In Chinese, it's every single action that you make, everything within your life.
所以，我们基督徒的行，我们的行事为人，不是一些外面的规规条条。
And so, these actions or these walk, it's not rules and regulation.
我记得我自己刚得救的时候
I remember when I was first saved
我里面有一点点的自己的观念
I remember that I had my own understanding
所以我会跟当初和我交通福音 的弟兄姊妹们问说我已经信主得救受浸
So I had a question and I shared with those leading brothers and sisters that yes I believe in the Lord I have been baptized
我当做什么才能做一个好基督徒
What should I do to become a good Christian?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们看见在我们人的这一个堕落的本性里面，我们有一个要做的一个本能。
We see, brothers and sisters, that within our fallen human nature, there is this tendency that we want to do something.
我们盼望外面有一些的规条让我能够来遵守，好像让我这一好像觉得比较具体，比较实际。
We want some rules and regulations, therefore it's more concrete so that we can do something about it.
我做这个我就有这个样的结果。
If I do this, I will have this result.
可是我们从主的话里面看见，主给我们的这个救恩。他乃是把他的生命赏赐给我们。
But we see within God's salvation, He has given us His very life.
因着有一个新的生命。
Because of this new life.
所以在我们的行为上面有一个新的一个样式。
So in our behavior, we have this new form, a new way.
很可惜的，我在思想的时候，我觉得我们在基督徒的光景里面，有时候我们会有一些的偏差。
However, as I was meditating on this, I feel that there are some abnormalities or deviations in our thinking.
有时候我们会觉得我们基督徒得救了，就是得了一张进天堂的门票。
Perhaps we may think that when we have gained salvation, it is as if it's a ticket to heaven.
我们对我们所得着主耶稣基督自己的生命，我们不宝贵它。
Because we have received His life, it is as if now we do not treasure it anymore.
所以我们。的生活表现好像跟世人没有什么两样。
So our daily life and our behavior is not any different from those in the world.
我们的行事为人跟我们所蒙的恩不相称。
And the way we behave is not the same as the salvation that we have received.
有时候呢，我们基督徒把我们自己的生活呢分成很多的不同的小圈圈。
And sometimes as a Christian we compartmentalize our life so that there's many different circles.
我们觉得说这是我的社交圈
and that this is my social life
这是我的这个工作的环境
this is my career environment
这是我的家庭生活
this is my family life
这是我的教会生活
and this is my church life
在每一个环境里面好像我都用不同的原则用不同的态度 来对付
and that we have different principles or different ways of approaching different situations and environments in our life
所以很多时候在我们的生活里面就会产生了很多不一致的一些的情况
and so there's many things that don't seem to be congruent in our life
可是我们感谢主，他所给我们的乃是一个生命。
However, we thank him because God has given us a life.
就是他自己的生命，让我们活在我们生活里面的各方各面。
It is his life so that we can live it out in all the different aspects.
有时候我们特别是生在基督徒的家庭的里面。
Particularly if you are born into a Christian family.
我们会觉得也许基督徒的生活不过就是一种生活的方式。
Perhaps you may think that it is just a particular lifestyle.
在这个环境里面，在这个情况里面，我就做这样子的事。
In this environment, I will do this thing.
在那个情况里面，我应该就这样子的表现。
In a different environment, I will have a different behavior.
可是我却和我里面得着这个生命是脱节的。
But there is something I would compromise with the life within.
有时候我们也是就是听了许多的教导，我们有许多的知识道理。
Perhaps we may also be very educated, have much knowledge and rationale.
可是我们却没有活在生命的里面，以至于我们生命里面成长的光景却显不太出来。
But then we cannot show the life, the true condition of the life that is within us.
弟兄姊妹，的确的，我们在主的跟前所得着的，有客观的一面，也有主观的经历。
Yes, it is true that the life that we have received, there is an objective as well as a subjective aspect.
在约翰福音三章里面。
In John 3:16,
这边讲到说一个主为我们所成就的一个非常客观的事实。
We see a very objective thing that a fact that God has already accomplished for us.
我想这是所有弟兄姊妹甚至连福音朋友都很清楚的一节的经文。
This is a passage that everybody, including gospel friends, are very familiar with.
这边讲到说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
It says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him should not perish but have eternal life.
这是神为我们所成就的事实。
This is the fact that what God has already accomplished.
我们只要一个简单的相信，我们就得着了。
You need to simply believe and you will receive.
可是在约翰一书里面五章里面，约翰就这么说。
But in 1 John chapter 5, John says again,
他说我将这些话写给你们。
These things I have written to you.
信奉神儿子之名的人叫你们知道自己有永生。
Who believe in the name of the Son of God so that you may know that you have eternal life.
所以在我们这边讲到知道呢，是讲到一个又在英文的翻译里面讲到是 know 或者是 conscious of。
In English, this know also could be translated to being conscious of.
所以我们能够在意识里面来认知。
So you can, in your mind, come to know.
我们能够来摸到，能够来经历。
You can touch it, you can experience it.
所以我们得救的时候，我们得着这个生命。
And so as you received this new life,
我们一得着这个生命，这个生命在我们里面应该会有一些的感觉。
Once you have received this life, you have a certain sense.
那这个感觉呢，就成我们行事为人的一个准则。
And then it becomes a principle for how you act and how you live.
我记得以前听到一个应该算是福音的故事。
I remember hearing a gospel story one time.
这边讲到一个原本是，那个是在民国初年的时候，有那个宣教士啊，到那个。中国去传福音。
There was a missionary who went to China to spread the gospel.
在那边呢的时候，因为在传那个宣教的对象呢，其中有一个是原本是做扒手。
Oh, there was a person that this missionary shared the gospel to, and he originally is a theft. He would pick pockets.
Yeah. 那他这个做扒手的这个呢，他听到那个主的大爱。他心里面被主摸到，很受感动。
The thief who heard of God's great love was greatly moved.
所以呢，他就回转归向主，他就接受主。
So he repented and he received the Lord.
他接受主了以后呢，他就心里面就很喜乐。
After he received the Lord, he was very joyful.
可是隔天早晨呢，他早上呢经过这个市场。
But the next morning he was walking through the market.
早上肚子饿。
And he was hungry.
正好不巧的又经过旁边一个那个卖馒头的那个店。
And so he just happened to pass by a place that was selling bread.
那个馒头呢上面热乎乎的在那边呢很诱人。
The bread was very warm and it was very inviting.
他就顺手抓了一个。
And so he grabbed one.
抓了以后呢，结果到没有人的地方，他要吃那个馒头。
And so he went to a place where there wasn't anyone around, and he was about to eat.
哎，可是心里面感觉不对了。
But then in his heart, he felt it was wrong.
哦，他觉得说，还吃不下去，觉得心里面有很悔，很懊悔。
He couldn't eat it, and in his heart, he felt regret.
啊，所以他那天晚上呢，他就跑回去，找那个当初跟他传福音的那个宣教士。
So that night, he went to go find the person who shared the gospel with him.
他就跟他说，我到底得救了没有？
He said, have I really been saved?
我以为你不是跟我说我只要相信耶稣基督我就得救吗？
Didn't you say that once I believe in the Lord Jesus, now I am saved?
如果我已经得救的话，为什么我今天早上经过那个馒头店，我又顺手牵羊抓了一个？
Because if I am saved, why is it that I again stole this morning?
这个宣教士看着他就对他笑笑说。
The missionary smiled and said to him,
他说，你以前没有信主之前呢，你这样子去摸一下，你通常是什么样子的感觉？
Previously, when you stole, what did you feel afterwards?
他说，如果我没有被人抓到的话呢，我就很得意。
He said, if I wasn't caught, I'd be very happy.
如果我被人抓到的话呢，我就自认倒霉。
If I was caught, I would feel bad.
然后这个宣教士就对他说，那你现在感觉怎么样？
And so now the evangelist said, how do you feel now?
说，对，我现在拿了个馒头，没有人发现，可是我里面却相当的悔恨。
He said, even though I stole this piece of bread and nobody found out, in my heart I feel very bad.
这个宣教士就说，弟兄你得救了。
And said, so the evangelist said, brother, you have been saved.
弟兄姊妹，我们得着一个新的生命。
Brothers and sisters, we have received a new life.
在这个生命里面是一个新的性质。
In this new life, there is a new nature.
这个生命就是基督自己的性质。
And this life has the nature of Christ himself.
因为基督他自己的生命里面是没有罪的。
Because within the nature of Christ, there is no sin.
所以当我们一碰接触到这个带着罪性的事情的时候。
So as soon as you come close to something that is of sin.
没有人教导那个原本做扒手的一个弟兄。
No one taught the thief.
可他里面就会有一点感觉。
But now he has a new feeling.
以前在享受最终之乐，抓了以后心里面很高兴。
Previously, when he enjoyed sin in his heart, he was happy.
可他现在抓了以后，虽然没有人抓到他，心里面却受责备。
But now, when he steals and nobody catches him, in his heart he is condemned.
弟兄姊妹，我拿这个问题来问问我自己，来问问大家。
So brothers and sisters, I want to ask you as well as myself.
我们得着这一个生命，我们在生活里面，当我们知道我们要去碰那些神所不喜悦的事情的时候，我们里面有没有感觉？
In your life, as you are coming close to something that does not please the Lord, how do you feel?
现在这个上网非常的方便。
Now it's very easy to access the web.
一转就不知道自己转到哪里去了。
Very quickly, you don't know where you click to.
当你觉得你不应当去那个网站的时候，你心里面有没有感觉？
Do you have a feeling when you go to a website that you shouldn't be at?
当你觉得你不应该去那个场合的时候，你心里面有没有感觉？
Do you have a feeling when you go to a place that you should not be in?
也许有时候大家认为可以的事情，可是你在主的跟前摸一摸里面感觉的时候，你会不会觉得里面不平安？
Do you feel a sense of unrest when you go to a place where everybody else thinks it's okay?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们心里面有这样的感觉，我们就应该停。
If you have that feeling, you need to stop.
如果你知道这个是不合适的，可是你这么去做，你却没感觉的话。
If you know that this is not right and you have no feeling.
恐怕我们需要在主的跟前好好的求主光照我。
Perhaps you need to ask the Lord to shine His light upon you.
所以我神的心意是盼望他将他儿子的生命赏赐给我们。
God's desire is that he is to give his son's life to us.
因为在这个生命里面就带着神的性情。
Because within this life is the nature of God.
我们感谢神，耶稣基督他活在地上的时候，他就是把这个生命彰显出来。
We thank the Lord because when Jesus was living on this earth, he manifested God's life.
神的话和他的和神的生命是彼此相合的。
God's word and His life are they go hand in hand.
我们在新约里面看见神的这个新约里面那个书信呢，它那个编排的次序。
We see that the order of the New Testament books.
在里面看见的是先是福音书。
First we see the Gospels.
我们再看见使徒行传。
And then we see the Acts according to the
之后是使徒的书信
and then the epistles.
在我们在福音书里面看见是主他自己的生活
In the Gospels, we see the life of our Lord Jesus.
虽然其中主也有许多的教导
And there are many teachings of the Lord.
可是我们却看见主的生活跟他的服事
Yet at the same time, we see his life and we see his ministry.
他借着他的生活借着他的服事把这个生命给流露发表出来
And so we see how he manifested everything within his daily life.
那之后呢才有使徒的书信
Afterwards, we see the letters that the apostles wrote.
在使徒的书信里面呢把主耶稣基督那个生命的性情呢向我们说一个说明做一个解释
In all of the epistles we see the explanation that the, of our Lord's life
并且呢也成为我们弟兄成为基督徒在地上行事为人的一个准则
And also a standard of how we are to live
所以我们的行事为人不能与这个生命脱节
And so the way we carry ourselves could not be a mismatch between the life that we have within
如果呢我们与这个生命脱节了
If there is a mismatch between the life within
我们恐怕就跟法利赛人一样
Then we may be just like the Pharisees
很多时候我们是做外面
We may be doing things on the outside
可是里面的生命却没有长进
But the life within has not yet grown
我们知道主的生命是极其丰盛的生命
We know that his life is very abundant
那在我们知道最那个如果我们要列点说明恐怕至少对我来讲是不可能的。
If we are to describe every single aspect, at least to me, it's very difficult to do that.
不过就着说明起见，我还是举几个点。
But since I would like to describe just a few, I'm going to bring up a couple points.
第一个讲到主的生命是圣洁的。
First off, his life is a holy life.
我们的主他在地上，他在生活里面，他是过着一个圣洁的生活，因为他是。一个圣，他所带的一个是一个圣洁的生命。
First off, his life is holy, and we see that the Lord Jesus in everything that he did was a pure and holy one.
保罗在哥林多后书第五章里面讲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul says.
讲到说保罗的主的生命呢是没有罪的。
That his life has no sin.
他在这个生命里面他不知罪。
That he does not know sin.
是一个完全圣洁的生命。
It is a perfect and holy life.
圣洁不仅仅讲到是与罪远离。
Not only is it far away from sin.
并且圣洁也是讲到说是一个完全归给神的。
But holiness also speaks of how it is entirely separated unto God.
主在地上的生活，他是活着一个远离罪的生活，并且他是活着一个完全属神的一个生命。
God, the Lord Jesus, as he lived on earth, not only was it one that was far away from sin, but one that was completely of God.
他虽然在罪人中进出，虽然与罪人为友。
Even though he walked among sinners, he had nothing to do with sin.
可是他的生活，他的生命却不受这个罪的玷污。
His daily life was not tainted by sin at all.
而且他是完全分别归给神。
And entirely separated unto God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们知道吗？在我们里面这一个生命是一个圣洁的生命。
And so, brothers and sisters, do you know that the life you have within you is a holy one?
在这个圣洁的生命里面是与罪没有关系的。
That this life within has nothing to do with sin.
并且是排斥罪的。
And it also rejects sin.
在这个生命的里面，我们能够来归给神，过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
And in this life, you can live a life that is pleasing to Him.
所以我们基督徒应当行事为人一个准则，我们也当圣洁。
And so we need to also have this understanding that we need to live a holy life.
这个圣洁乃是从这个生命里面自然的流露。
This holiness naturally comes from the life within us.
所以我们基督徒与人之间的关系应该也是爱，并且也是清清洁洁的。
And so the relationship we have with other people, yes, it has love, but it is also one of purity.
特别在提摩太前书里面。
In 1 Timothy,
这边保罗对提摩太一个劝勉。
Paul has words of encouragement for Timothy.
他说这个他要与在人与人交往里面，特别和异性交往里面是清清洁洁。
He encourages Timothy to have a pure relationship with all those around him.
弟兄姊妹，这是因为我们里面生命的性质。
That is because of the nature of the life within us.
我们需要在里面来摸到这个生命的感觉。
We need to have that sense of life within us.
当我们顺着这个生命感觉的时候，我们就能够把这个圣洁的本质能够流露出来。
As soon as you have that sense of life, you are then able to allow that life to flow out.
有时候我们一个动作，我们就
你们如果摸到里面感觉的话，我们觉得不合适，我们就不要做。
As soon as you have a particular action or behavior that you feel is not right, you should stop.
主的生命里面还有另外一个性质，讲到是一个公义。
Another form or aspect of his life is that it is righteous.
我们知道这个公义里面是讲到一个公平，一个公正。
We know that in righteousness it speaks of justice and being upright.
是行神眼中看为对的事。
And to do all the things that are right in the eyes of God.
所以保罗在罗马书第十三章里面这么说。
And so Paul tells us in Romans chapter 13.
所以我们基督徒在生活里面应该在凡事上面不亏欠人。
That in all things we should not be ashamed before men.
是因为是在这个生命的性质里面是一个公平公正不亏欠的生命。
Because the life that we live is one that is righteous, it is just, and it is upright.
同时在这个生命里面我们知道主的生命就是爱。
And also we know that his love, his life encompasses love.
在这个爱的背后呢就有牺牲。
Behind that love, there is self-sacrifice.
就有体贴，就有为着别人的益处着想。
There is compassion and there is thought for others.
而在我们里面的生命就是带着这个爱。
And that life within us also encompasses this love.
主在爱中能够为门徒洗脚，服侍门徒。
In love, our Lord was able to wash the feet of his disciples.
所以在约翰福音十三章，主对门徒这么说。
And so in John chapter 13, the Lord spoke to his disciples and said,
我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。
I give you a new commandment, love one another.
我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样彼此相爱。
How I have loved you, also love others.
如果我们真实摸到这一个生命里面的爱，
If you have truly touched that love within your life,
这个爱在我们的行为表现上面就是自然的。
Then that love will come naturally.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们行事为人的根基是因着我们里面的生命。
So the foundation of how we walk has to be according to our life.
而我们行事为人的准则乃是按照我们这个生命的感觉。
And the principle of how we walk must be according to the sense of life.
而不是按照我们自己一些得着的一些的知识。当然这些知识帮助我们认识到我们里面生命性质的我们所得着这个生命的性质。
Yes, not just according to the knowledge, and yes, the knowledge will give us some understanding of what this life should be like.
这个生命的感觉是比我们这一个里面的情感，比我们的思想还要更深一点。
This sense of life is even deeper than our emotions.
我们这边也许在姊妹们通常比较情感丰富一些。
Perhaps some of the sisters here tend to be a little bit more emotional.
有时候我们行事为人就很容易按照我们的情感的喜好。
And we can be very easily led by our emotions.
弟兄们那个脑袋比较大一些。
Perhaps for the brothers, we use our mind more.
喜欢这个分析，用逻辑思考，最后做结论。
We like to analyze things and use our logic, and at the end we make a decision.
可是弟兄姊妹，我们所得着的一个生命的感觉是比这些都要深。
But brothers and sisters, our sense of life needs to be deeper than all of that.
我们需要在这个在我们的生活的表现上面，我们需要在这个点上面要摸到这个感觉，顺着感觉往前。
In our daily life, we need to have that sense of life and follow that life.
有时候让我自己也觉得超出我自己的理性呢，我可以讲我自己小小的一个见证。
If I could share a little bit of something that surpasses even my own understanding, I can give you an example.
在我自己的在我们那个上班的地方。
In my workplace.
我们有一个大家共用的一个小小的厨房。
There is a common area in a kitchen that we all use.
在那边我们那个在那一层楼大概有100多人大家共用的一个厨房。
On that floor, about 100 some people use that same kitchen.
里面有一个水槽，那有一些倒水喝咖啡的地方。
There's a place where you can get your water and your coffee.
那有时候早上呢我就会去用那个厨房洗个杯子啊倒杯热水。
And so in the morning I would go into the kitchen and I would heat up a cup of water.
那结果有一次我早上一进去的时候呢，发现那个水槽里面呢，可能别人用过吃早餐还是怎么的，吃了东西以后洗了餐具，就把那些食物的残渣就倒在水槽里面。
I saw that somebody previously perhaps had breakfast there and had emptied some of the food contents into the sink.
并且呢，那个台面上呢湿淋淋的。
And it was wet all over the counter.
我心里面看了以后呢，我第一个反应就是，哎呀，这个人怎么这么没有公德心
？And the very first thing was, oh, how could somebody be so inconsiderate?
Yeah, 那我就看了以后呢，啊，那个杯子洗一洗，纸巾一抽下来，台面擦一擦。
So I washed the cup and I cleaned up the counter.
转身就要出去了。
And then I turned around to go away.
当我一转身的时候呢？
And as soon as I turned around,
突然里面有一个感觉。
I all of a sudden had a feeling.
就说，我一把它清干净。
The Lord said, "Turn around, clean up."
我不知道我在那边站了多久哈，不过我里面有很就开始说讲理由了。
But then in my head, I don't know how long I stood there. In my head, I started to give reasons.
第一个说，哎，主，是他做的，不是我做的。
I first said, "Lord, it wasn't me. It was another person."
而且呢，我清了我自己的杯子，我还帮他把那个台面上擦干净。
I washed my own cup and I even cleaned the counter.
同时呢，再晚一点呢，就会有一些那个专职的人员呢，他们会来做清理的工作。
And later there will be janitorial services who will come and clean.
可是在里面的那个感觉就不放过。
But the feeling inside didn't let me go.
你在那边再等了一下。
So I stood there for another moment.
后来就回去乖乖把它清干净。
And so I turned around and dutifully cleaned up everything.
清干净了以后呢，里面就有平安了。
And after I cleaned everything, I had peace.
不过接下来几天呢，每次我走进厨房啊。
But then the following few days after that, when I went into the kitchen,
我就很下意识的不要去看那个水槽。
I purposefully did not want to look into the sink.
因为我怕我一看那个水槽，主要我去洗厨房。
Because if I looked at the sink, then the Lord would want me to clean.
可是主不放过我。
But the Lord did not let me go.
我刻意去避免，那里面也不平安。
Even if I avoided it, I still did not have peace.
就只好绕过去看一看。
So I had to turn and look.
好了，既然不干净，主要我清，我就清一清。
Since it wasn't clean and the Lord wanted me to clean, I cleaned.
一清完里面就有平安。
And after I did so, I had peace.
我感谢主，因为在罗马书第八章里面保罗这么说。
I thank the Lord because in Romans chapter 8, the Lord says.
他讲到这个圣灵的工作的时候，他讲到生命跟平安。
When it speaks of his life and his work, there is life and there is peace.
只要我们摸到生命，我们就有平安。
As soon as you touch life, you will have peace.
那后来因着这样子了，我就进到厨房，反正该做的就做一做了。
And so because of this, every time I go into the kitchen, I do what needs to be done.
就有一天呢，正在那边擦那个台面的时候。
And so one day, as I was wiping the counter.
就后来有两个这个。一男一女的同事不是我们这组的，所以我不太认识他们。
There was two other people, a male and a female. They were not in our group. They came in.
然后他们就走进来了。
And they walked in.
那个男同事呢，他就说了一句了，就在跟我开玩笑。
The male coworker, he kind of joked around with me, and he said.
他说你已经是稀有动物了，现在很少人看到人家做这些事情的。
That very rarely we see people who do this type of work.
接下来就说
And then he said,
是不是你太太管你管得比较严
Is it because your wife is very strict with you?
另外一个女同事我看她年纪大概是做妈妈的
The other female co-worker, she is probably at the age of being a mother.
所以她又从她自己的角度来说哦，一定是你妈妈小的时候管你管得比较好
And so from her perspective, she said that, oh, it must be your mother who taught you well.
那时候我愣在那里啊，我心里面在想说，实际上不是我太太，也不是我妈妈，是我里面的主。
I stood there for a moment stunned, and I thought to myself, well, it's not my wife, it's not my mother, it's the Lord within me.
可是可惜，我没有顺着里面的感觉说话。
But unfortunately, I didn't speak the words in my heart.
失去了一次为主做见证的机会。
I lost an opportunity to testify for the Lord.
我们要把我们的光献在人的跟前。
We need to shine our light before man.
不是高举我们自己，觉得我们这个是一个好人。
Not to elevate the fact that we may be a good person.
很多时候我们活在人的面前。
Sometimes we live before men.
我该在这个人跟前，我应该这么做。
That I need to do this before this person.
别人这样怎么看我？
And this is how other people view me.
的确，我们的行为不能让别人绊倒。
Yes, it's true. We don't want to stumble others with our actions.
可是第一步，我们有没有先回到里面来看看主在这件事情上面怎么说呢？
But the very first step is how does the Lord speak into our lives in this aspect?
我想，我刚刚讲这见证，不是说我们之后大家弟兄姊妹都要去清厨房。
After I share this testimony, it's not to tell all brothers and sisters that you need to go into the kitchen to clean.
或是到处捡垃圾。
Or to clean up, pick up garbage.
可是在我们行事为人在做决定的这个点上面。
But in our walk, how we make decisions.
我们有没有先回到里面？
Have you gone inward?
我们有没有先回到里面摸摸感觉呢？
Have you returned back to the sense within you?
是不是主在我们里面这个生命的感觉仍然是新鲜的呢？
Is that sense of the Lord's life within you fresh?
如果你们有感觉，我们应当顺着这感觉走。
If you have that feeling, you need to follow it.
唯有这样子，我们才能够真实经历到这个生命。
Then you can truly experience this life.
并且在这个生命里面，我们才能够慢慢的能够成长。
Then in your daily life, you will grow.
并且在我们的行为表现上面，我们能够显出基督。
Then in your walk, you will then show Christ.
在福音书里面。当父神看见他儿子显出来的时候说这是我的爱子他所喜悦。
In the Gospels we see that the Father spoke of his Son, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.
我们凭我们自己努力做出来的还是我自己。
Oftentimes the things that we do out of our own efforts is still yourself.
可是唯有让基督的生命他的美德在我们的行为里面发表出来的时候显出来是基督。
But when the beauty of Christ is lived out, then it is Christ that is shown.
这样子父的心才能得着喜悦得着满足。
Then the Father's heart will be pleased and satisfied.
他看看的时候他说这是我的爱子我所喜悦。
Then he will say, this is my beloved in whom I am well pleased.
所以我们原则是按照生命的感觉生活。
So the principle is that we need to live and walk according to the sense of life.
所以在这个点上面我有在如何来在这个点上面我想这不是原则，不过是几点的提醒。
And so I have another a few more points of reminders.
这个提醒是关乎到我们如何在这个生命里面来认知这个生命，并且来经历这个生命。
And these reminders are for us so that we could come to know and experience life.
我想第一个是爱慕。
The first is desire.
我们要爱慕这个生命。
We need to desire and love this life.
在诗篇第107篇。
In Psalm chapter 107.
第九节
Verse 9
主的话这么说
The Lord's word said
因他使心里渴慕的人得以知足使心里饥饿的人得饱美食
For he has satisfied the thirsty soul and the hungry soul he has filled with what is good
在主的那一边他已经为我们预备
On the Lord's side he has already prepared
并且父的心是何等的迫切我们在生活中能够来荣耀他的名。
And the Father's heart is so desirous after us, giving glory to his name.
为这缘故他已经将他爱儿子的生命赏赐给我们。
For that reason, he has already given the life of his own beloved son.
可是在我们这一面我们要有一个渴慕要有一个爱慕。
But on our part, we need to have that desire and love.
好让我们当我们有这样子爱慕的时候主能够将他自己的恩典赐下来。
Then when we have this desire, then he can give us grace.
第二个点。
The second reminder.
就我们刚才一直提到的要顺着这个感觉。
We have already mentioned, we need to go according to the sense of life.
在腓立比书二章十三节。
In Philippians chapter 2 verse 13.
说因为你们立志行事都是神在你们心里行遵行。
For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure.
要成就他的美意。
For his good pleasure.
生命在我们里面有他的感觉，有他的性情。
In this life, there is that sense and his nature.
我们就要顺着这个感觉。
We need to follow it.
这有时候对我们来讲是好像是不方便。
Sometimes it may seem as if it is inconvenient.
有时候对我们来讲是好像多添麻烦
or it's a problem
可是在这个顺着感觉的这个背后就是要求一个顺从
but behind that desire or behind that life is to obey
当里面主的生命在我们里面感动我们去行的时候我们应当降服去行
when his life moves you to do a certain thing you need to obey
当主在一边的感觉觉得我们里面受责备有禁止的时候我们就要停下来
When the life within rebukes you, you need to stop.
基督徒的生活乃是让这个生命在我们的生命在我们的生活里面自然流露可是需要我们在这个点上面能够顺服
The life of a Christian, yes, it flows out naturally, but from our part we need to submit.
我们的不顺服我们的悖逆就拦阻了这个生命自然的涌流
If we disobey, then we restrain the life and the growth of life within us.
也许时间允许我再讲一点点我生活的见证。
I'd like to share another example from my own life.
这个跟买东西有关系。
This has to do with buying things.
这个跟那个 Costco 也有点关系。
And also has to do with Costco.
我不知道为什么我那个姊妹买东西的时候，人家常常跟她算错钱。
I don't know why it is, but every time my wife, when she purchases things, oftentimes people miscalculate the price.
她有一次买了两个西瓜一袋两袋米，我不记不太清楚了，就人家算成三个西瓜一袋米。
One time my wife bought two watermelons and two bags of rice, and for some reason they counted that she bought three watermelons and only one bag of rice.
之后呢，她就回去跟那个cashier 就理清楚，然后把这个钱呢，算清楚。
And so she went back to the cashier to clarify the situation and to calculate it correctly.
然后之后呢，我姊妹就跟我讲说，哎，发生了这样的事情。
And so after that, she would tell me, oh, this thing happened.
那我就跟我姊妹说，对对对，很好很好，感谢主，你做的对。
And so then I would tell her, yes, yes, you've done right, and thank the Lord.
结果没想到这个一个星期两个星期之后
But then 1 to 2 weeks afterwards
我姊妹又去 Costco 买东西
My wife went to Costco again
这次她好像是买了两罐的那个橘子汁然后加一个烤箱还有其他东西
She bought two cans of orange juice and an oven and a couple other things
结果这 cashier 一算呢算成三瓶的橘子汁没烤箱
And for some reason, the cashier calculated three containers of orange juice, but no oven.
也不知道为什么这个门口，他通常在门口会有一些检查的，看看你这个付的钱对不对啊，就也没看见，就让他这样推回来了。
And oftentimes there are people who stand at the exit to make sure that you have the receipt and everything was calculated correctly, but they missed it, and so she left.
就后来我姊妹就在一个晚餐里面就跟我说，又关于买东西的事情。
And so that night, my wife said to me, something happened again when I went shopping.
这次恐怕你要帮忙了。
But this time, you may need to come and help me out.
我说我要帮什么忙
？And so I said, how am I supposed to help?
说这个 Costco, 我在 Costco 买了一个烤箱呢，结果他没算我钱。
I purchased a microwave oven, at Costco, and they did not charge me for it.
那时候很也是这个。工作各方面都蛮忙的。
And at that time, I was quite busy with my work.
我听了以后，第一个反应是，哇，那我还要花一段时间，花一个时间去跑 Costco.
My first reaction was, oh, I need to take time to go and make another trip to Costco.
去 Costco 不是去买东西，要去还东西。
And it's not to go buy anything, but to return something.
我第一个里面就有一点不愿意。
My first reaction was that I was unwilling.
那接下来感觉是，好像开始跟自己说理。
But then I started to reason with myself.
也许是 Costco 送我们的。
Perhaps Costco had given it to us as a gift.
反正他们在这个 budget 上面对这些这个措施，他都有一定的 budget.
I'm sure that they have a budget for small errors like this.
我实在是觉得很不甘愿，在这个时候还要再跑一趟 Costco 就为把这件事情理清。
I was quite unwilling to make another trip to Costco to take care of the situation.
可是里面不平安。
But inside, I did not have peace.
我们讲的时候是在吃饭前的，要祷告的时候，这件事情还没理干净，那个好像祷告都祷告不出来。
And because we mentioned this right before we had dinner, the prayer right before dinner, I couldn't pray.
我就跟我姊妹说，我们看看，我们找个时间过去。
And so my wife said, let's take some time and we'll go.
虽然里面觉得麻烦。
Even though in my heart I felt like this was so inconvenient.
虽然里面觉得有点不愿意。
And that I was unwilling.
可是顺着里面的感觉，我们就找了一天就把烤箱带回到 Costco 去。
But according to the life within, we took a day, some time to make another trip to Costco.
一方面对他们来讲，他们很难理解。
On one hand, to them, it was difficult for them to understand.
对我们来讲也很难解释。
And for us, it was very difficult to explain.
总之，好像还你就是。
It's as if we need to return to you now.
让我里面有平安。
So that I can have peace.
他们反应好像看又是稀有动物。
Their action is, you're a very strange creature.
我们感谢主，我们能够顺着这个生命的感觉，虽然里面有时候觉得很麻烦。
But for us, as we follow this life, even though it may be inconvenient at times.
虽然我们有时候我们会用自己说理的方式把这些感觉压下去。
And sometimes we may use our own reasoning to push down these feelings.
可弟兄姊妹，我们要顺着里面的感觉来生活。
But brothers and sisters, we need to follow the sense of life.
如果我们愿意这样子在这个点上面顺服。
If you are willing to obey.
这个生命的感觉会越来越敏锐。
Then your sense of life will become more sensitive.
那我们能够更多的顺服。
And then you can obey and submit even more.
那这个生命的感觉能够更加的敏锐。
And then you will become even more sensitive to the sense of life.
我在里面有挣扎，不过顺服，感谢主的恩典。
I have struggled also within me, but I thank God for His grace.
我也把这个点交通给弟兄姊妹，我们一同在这点上面学习。
And I share this with brothers and sisters so that we can learn together.
第三个点是从小事开始。
The third reminder is that this must start from little things.
在路加福音第十六章。
In Luke chapter 16.
讲到说主说小事上忠心，在大事上能忠心。
He that is faithful in very little is faithful also in much.
我们这个是主在对他仆人在服事上面的一个要求。
This is a requirement that the Lord gave to his servants.
可是我想这个原则也能够运用在我们行事为人这个点上面，顺着生命的感觉行事为人这个点上面。
But this principle also needs to apply in how we walk in our daily lives.
主并没有要求在我们碰到大事的时候赶快来寻求去摸感觉。
The Lord did not require us as soon as a big matter arises that we would try to feel for where that sense of life is.
或者在非常关键的时刻赶快去寻求主。
Or in a critical moment that at that time we will go and seek the Lord.
我们就在平常的生活的细节里面，在小事上面，我们的态度、言行与人的相交，我们的心思意念，我们来学习。
In our daily life, in how we interact with others, and how we behave and walk, we need to practice in little things.
在英语组，我们那个英语大学组里面有一点，有时候星期五查经的时候有分享。
We sometimes have some sharing in the college young people's group.
其中有一个年轻姊妹就在这个点上面有一点点的交通。
A young sister had a sharing one time on this point.
她说呢，这个她的父母啊，她就鼓励她能够在小事上面也能够顺着生命的感觉。
Her parents.
行事为人。
Her parents encourage her to follow the sense of life as she lives and walks in her daily living.
其中一个点呢，特别提到的点呢是这个关门。
And on one aspect, one thing, little thing, is in how she closes doors.
这个我说关门不要太大声。
Not to slam the door.
对，因为这个那我们的姊妹一听到就觉得说，哎，这平常该有的礼貌嘛，我们需要顾及别人的。
And so this young sister thinks to herself, well, yes, this is just being courteous, being considerate of other people.
这个大家都知道。
And everybody knows that.
那。可是呢，这个就因着这样子的提醒呢，她开始在里面稍微注意一下。
And so because of this reminder, she became more attentive.
下次她里面疏忽不小心把门关太大声的时候。
And so the next time where she just accidentally closed the door too hard.
那她里面开始有一点点受责备的感觉。
Then she had this rebuke within her.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，所以在小事上面，我们原本是认为是一般的礼貌，一般的习惯了。
Brothers and sisters, perhaps within you, you may think that this is just a polite, a courteous thing, or even habit.
可是也和我们里面摸到生命有关系。
But perhaps it can also have something to do with life within you.
因为基督徒的行事为人是从里面出来。
Because how a Christian walks has to come from within.
所以我们也学习从小事开始。
So we need to practice from little things.
第四个点是讲到需要一点点忍耐。
The fourth reminder is that we need to learn patience.
这个生命这个东西好像总是需要一点点时间让它能够成长。
When it comes to matters of life, it takes time for it to grow.
这个雅各书里面讲到说，农夫啊，他是要非常的这个忍耐等候地里宝贵的出产。
In James chapter 5, it says that the farmer, he waits for the precious fruit of the earth.
当然这边讲到我们基督徒生活并且等候主的再来。
Yes, it also speaks that as a Christian, we wait for the Lord's return.
可是这也是在我们这个在这个点上面呢，也是一个关乎到生命。
But this is also a reminder for our daily life.
所以呢，在这个点上面我们来按着生命的感觉来行事为人，这个点上面我们也需要有一点点的忍耐，等候这一个成长的一个过程。
When it comes to the growth in our life, we also need to have a patient heart regarding it.
我们对自己要有点忍耐。
We need to be patient for ourselves.
我要对我弟兄姊妹，对我亲密的人要有点忍耐。
To my close family and friends and to brothers and sisters around me, I also need to have patience.
只要我们在主的跟前有一个爱慕。
As long as we have a desire before the Lord.
有一个愿意。
And a willingness.
有一个学习。
And a train a teachable heart.
我们愿意顺着这个感觉生活，我们能够在主的跟前经历到主自己。他在我们身上的工作。
Then as we follow him, then we can follow his work in our lives.
最后一个点。
The last point.
这讲到这个真实自然。
It is a natural flow.
这边讲到，既然是生命的流露哈，我们就不要在外面有做作。
Since it is of life, a natural one, we don't need to force it.
我们不要在外面有一些的，好像是。做我们里面不合我们度量的一些的事情。
Or to do things that are beyond our capability.
这对我来讲有时候很难。
Sometimes, yes, it's difficult.
我们很习惯听到一些道理，我们就自然而然的去学习，也看到前面的弟兄姊妹，我们就去模仿。
We hear or see some teachings from other people and we want to copy it.
可是看主的生命在我们身上该有的表现呢，乃是从生命里面自然的一个流露。
But the life of Christ within us needs to flow out naturally.
保罗在腓立比书三章十六节这么说。
Paul in Philippians chapter 3 verse 16 it says.
中文说呢，你们到了什么地步呢，就照着什么地步行。
Only let us keep living by that same standard or rule to which we have attained.
这个英文呢，他讲的说呢，我们得到了什么地步呢，我们就按照这个地步来行走。
Walk according to that which you have attained.
所以我们的行事为人按照我们里面的度量。
So the way we walk and the way we live is according to your capacity.
那我有一个九岁的儿子。
I have a nine-year-old son.
他虽然说个子长得很高，不过心智还是九岁。
Even though he may be on the tall side, but he's still a nine-year-old.
所以很多时候呢，他讲话呢就讲小孩子话。
So when he speaks as a child.
他这个态度表现呢也都很幼嫩。
His attitude and behavior can be very immature.
我的姊妹常常提醒我说，不要要求太高，他才九岁。
My wife would often remind me, don't have too high expectations, he's only nine.
我想说，对对对，他是九岁。
And I think, yes, he's only nine.
当然了，如果他二十岁、三十岁还是这样表现，那就麻烦了。
However, if you are 20 or 30 years old and he still has that behavior, then we have a problem.
可是如果他现在九岁的孩子突然有一天正经八百的跟我说。
But as a nine-year-old, one day he said,
他说 Daddy.
You said Daddy.
就我跟你坐下来好好谈一下国际情势。
Can I sit down with you and talk about politics?
我跟你好好谈一谈现在的金融海啸。
I'd like to talk with you about the economic tsunami.
恐怕那时候我也会觉得这后面有问题。
Perhaps I would feel that there's a problem behind that.
弟兄姊妹，我们里面按照我们的里面度量行事为人。
Brothers and sisters, we need to live naturally according to our capacity.
我们借着主的话语来帮助我们认识到我们里面生命的光景。
We use His words to teach us and show us the condition within.
认识基督生命的特性情。
And come to know the nature of Christ.
可是当我们在行事为人的时候，我们就顺着里面的感觉。
And as we walk, we need to follow the sense of life.
按照我们里面的度量，我们在人的跟前应该有显出该有的好行为。
And display the character that we need to have according to our capacity.
因为我们只要让这个生命能够稍微流露出来，生命基督的性情显出来，就是能够讨神的喜悦，就是能够不说稀有动物，不过的确是好的行为能够来归给神。
The life that comes out naturally will be one that will please the Lord, and it's not that it is you are a strange creature, but that it is very natural.
而这个是关乎到我们生活上面一举一动。
And it has to do with every act and walk and motion.
我在这点上面实在是。这一点点交通，也就是就着我这里面的度量和弟兄姊妹一点点的交通。
And so, according to the capacity that I have, this is what I would like to share with brothers and sisters.
盼望这在我们当中成为一个彼此的一个提醒。
May this be a mutual reminder.
我们已经得着这个宝贵，这一个又宝贵又大的一个应许，得着主自己的生命。
We have already received such a great promise, of His life within.
这个生命要从我们行事为人的准则，我们不要忽略它。
And this is a principle that we should not neglect.
让我们常常去摸摸我们里面的感觉，在我们的行事为人上面。
We need to often sense, that life within us.
好让我们在行事为人上面也能够让我们的光能够照在人前，将荣耀归给在我们天上的父亲。
So that our light can shine before men and give glory to our Father.
最后，好吧，我们唱一首短诗。
Lastly, shall we sing a short hymn?
诗歌四百一十首
Hymn 410,
这是大家都知道的非常熟悉的一首短诗
It's a very familiar short hymn
这边讲到说不再是我乃是基督在我里面活着
It's no longer I who lives but Christ who lives in me
愿主的生命在我里面是活的
As his life is alive inside of us
愿在我们的生活里面也显出他是真实的活在我们生命当中
Then in our daily life can we also, may we also show that he lives in us
我们就请弟兄我们请姊妹给我们一句我们把这首诗歌连续唱两次
We will listen to a phrase and we will sing this hymn twice
之后我们一点祷告
And then we will pray Together.
不再是我乃是基督，在我里面活着。不再是我乃是基督，在我里面活着。主活，主活，他在我里面活着。乃是基督
But Christ that liveth in me
要活在说英语的弟兄姊妹当中
English
is no longer I that liveth But Christ that liveth in me It's no longer I that liveth But Christ that liveth in meHe lives, Christ that lives alive in me. There is no longer I live, but Christ that liveth in me.
我们起有点祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们在你跟前将心中的感谢赞美敬拜来归给你。
Lord, we give you all the thanksgiving and worship before you.
主，我们谢谢你在十架上我们成功的救恩。
We thank you for the salvation that you have accomplished on the cross for us.
我们谢谢你将你自己的生命赏赐给我们。
Thank you for giving us your own life.
主，我们知道在这生命里面有神的性情，有你一切的美德。
Lord, we know that in this life there is the nature of Christ and all the beauty within.
主啊，帮助我们懂得如何在我们的平日生活中照着这个生命行事为人。
Lord, teach us so that we may know how to live according to that life.
让我们众人、众弟兄姊妹对这生命能够有敏锐、有感觉。
So that all of us may become sensitive to that life.
并且能够顺服。
And to submit.
好让这个生命的美丽能够借着我们这样软弱的能够得以彰显。
So that the beauty of this life may be shown forth from us who are weak.
让你的光能够借着我们能够照耀出来。
So that your light may shine from us.
好让荣耀都能够归给爱我们的父亲。
So that all glory may be given to the Father who loves us.
将赞美敬拜都来归给你。
We give you all worship and praise.
愿你自己的话语常常在我们里面做提醒、做鼓舞的工作。
May your words constantly remind us and encourage us.
奉耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.